you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's B-Y-T-E.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Welcome to the 49th episode of Interlude Army. During this episode, we'll be talking about hashtag Stop Asian Hate, Big Hit turning into Hybe, and more. Let's get it!
Welcome back to Interlude Army.
I'm Roseanne.
And I'm Jose.
So how is Jose doing? How was your spring break?
Girl, it was busy. Let me tell
you. Oh, still?
Yes. I mean, it was like a chill busy. I can't complain about that. Because, like, I guess it makes sense in my head. I was like, I was busy with homework and projects. But like I said in the previous episode, I had like flexibility. Like I could literally just like start working on it 10 p.m. and not worry about having to work in the morning or wake up in the morning, you know, at a certain time. Yes. So that's, I guess that's where the flexibility comes in. Nice. And then other than that, health-wise, well, I'm doing much better. The public doesn't need to know my personal business like that. But you know what I'm talking about, Roseanne, and just to update you. And I guess let the listeners know in case y'all had questions. I am doing much better. I had a situation happen, and but I'm on medication, and I feel like it's working for me. It's nothing like severe, guys, so don't worry. Don't worry. It's nothing severe, but something I had to take care of. Okay. But how about you, Roseanne? I know it's been tough, y'all. It has been tough, but how are you personally, mentally, health-wise?
I'm doing good. People have also like reached out to me to make sure that I was okay, or like to ask about my family, because my family still lives up in Alaska. Mm-hmm. They personally haven't really encountered as much up there in Alaska as far as what's going on with like Asian discrimination. But you know, we are gonna touch base on that and what's going on. But I've been good. I'm trying to stay healthy, because I do have an upcoming trip back to my homeland. I say homeland, but it's actually Hawaii. I'm actually planning on going back to Hawaii in about 2 weeks. And I'll be seeing my sister and my nephew over there who's having his birthday. So, but of course, whenever you travel, it's at your own risk. But in order for us to travel to Hawaii, we do have to take a test 72 hours before leaving. And then of course, you know, we follow the strict guidelines, and when we arrive to Hawaii, we do have to take another test as soon as we arrive at the airport. And the test results usually come in within like 30 minutes, and you know, if you're good to go, you're negative, you could like drive off and continue your, if not, or if you're feeling sick, you know, you have to lock yourself down out, and that's like a terrible way to spend a vacation. So I'm trying to be healthy. No risk taking, but yeah, that's, everything's okay.
No, yeah. Ooh, my voice cracked. My voice cracked. I meant to say, no, yeah, like be super, super careful, Roseanne, because it is still tough out in these streets, y'all.
But, you know, like I mentioned earlier, there's a lot of things going on in this world, especially with the most recent tragic event that happened here in the U.S. Yeah. On March 16, there was a domestic terrorist that tragically killed 8 people, 6 of them being Asian women. Now, I'm sure you guys have heard this. I was very upset, of course, with the news, especially how it was kind of like brushed off and they couldn't decide whether it was like a hate crime or, you know, what his motives were, which we obviously kind of knew already what his motives were. I mean, he walked into 3 different massage parlors, okay? Not just any other random stores, but it was just obvious to us what it was. We're still watching the news unfold, but I did want to like talk a little bit more about the Asian discrimination and anti-Asian violence that's been going on. Even I myself, if you guys don't know, I am Asian. To be specific, Filipino-American, but I'm also mixed with Chinese. And so there's just a lot of things that I have experienced growing up that seemed like it was like normal, you know, Jose? Like, for example, the reason why I don't know how to speak Tagalog, which is the Filipinos' main language, is because growing up, my mom was told that it's not good to teach their children their language. Like, we have to know English. But that was one of the things that I like realized now looking back. But also, I remember bringing Filipino food and, you know, the kids asking, what is that? It looks weird. It smells weird. Because, you know, it's not your typical, I don't know, hamburger or something that you find in the U.S.
Yeah.
But little small things like that, I didn't realize until looking back now. But there was just a lot of things that the U.S. has kind of swept under the rug, a lot of dark history. And Eric Nam actually spoke out about a few of these things. If you guys haven't read his Time article yet, he also did like an interview recently. But I'm glad there's a lot of like Asians that have that platform are standing up and speaking up about it to bring more awareness. Yeah. But he did mention like acts like the Chinese Exclusion Act, the internment of Japanese American. I didn't even know about the aftermath of the Vietnam War, even though my father was actually part of the Vietnam War. And also like the whole Filipino-American war. I didn't know that. And that should be part of my history because I'm Filipino, you know, and Filipino-American.
Right.
But I didn't know there was like 200,000 Filipinos who passed away from the violence, the famine and disease. And that's just mind-boggling to me because there's so much of our history that we don't know of, and a lot of kind of racist acts back in the past. That's just, you know.
Well, see, because that's, and I think that's a lot to do with the education system in the U.S. where a lot of stuff is not taught.
Yeah.
And we only get to learn after, like, when we become adults, like, once we graduate, and if we have classes, maybe specialty classes in college, or just learning as you grow, you know, and you just, I just don't remember learning these things in school, because all they teach us is the white, the white history. And it's like, if they touch on something that's not white, it's literally like one chapter, and then the next week we're already on something else. And we can't, I can't like necessarily blame the teachers, because there is a system, there is something that they also have to follow. But I don't know, I just hope that changes, because I feel like education is power. Mm-hmm. And why is it something that's so, even though these are sad things, you know, where a lot of people died and were killed, I think it's important to know, because it's like, that's also part of America's history. Even though it might put a dark cloud over it, it's kind of like, no, this happened here as well, or this was caused by white people, by Americans, so let's not forget this as well. So
yeah,
it's just,
I totally agree with you, because I remember in school, it's kind of like, they made the U.S. seem like angels and like the heroes, you know what I mean?
Yes.
And that's what disturbed me the most as I grew up and started actually learning about what actually happened, like, you know, the whole like Thanksgiving with the whole with supposedly pilgrims and the Native Americans, the
pilgrims,
and I'm like, yo, they need to stop painting Americans, especially, you know, white men as the heroes. For example, I actually watched a documentary on Netflix called Amend. But it was going over, like, how the amendment was made, but it also touched base on, like, Abraham Lincoln. And there was just, like, more to it that I'm like, oh, my God, I didn't even learn any of this. And so I think that education is very important because also history is taught so we don't repeat history and also overlook the problems within our society. And that's the reason why a lot of this, you know, is happening now, like, you know, Black Lives Matter, you know, the hashtag Stop Asian Hate. It's because it's kind of things that were swept under the rug that's finally being uncovered, and it's like, this is wrong, and we need to bring more attention to it, and we need to educate everyone here in the U.S. about it, because it's kind of like we're eating at ourselves now at this point, and it's just, it's unfair, you know.
Yeah, it's sad that, like, stuff, some really sad things have to happen in order for this to, like, kind of like have a more power in numbers to sort of say, like, you know, not, right now this is a whole thing. Right now there are marches for Stop Asian Hate, and it's kind of like, it was like with Black Lives Matter, you know, like, someone had to die, someone had to get killed,
right?
Or multiple people have had to been killed so that there's this movement. Even though it is a positive movement, it's sad that, like, man, just now when this has been happening for decades and for years,
right?
And it's like,
years.
But at the same time, it's kind of like, it's a good thing that's happening because it's like opening people's eyes. And the government, even though some people might not want to, you know, admit that they're racist or any, you know, like, it's gonna put people in their place and being corrected. And this is not, because I saw something, this is like minuscule compared to what's going on, but like, some host on a TV show at one point had agreed with Trump's statement about being called the China flu. Coronavirus.
Oh my god.
And then today, or I think maybe yesterday or something like that, another TV show host reported, like, yo, let's not forget what this person said. And then today that lady is apologizing. And then so a lot of people were like, you're only apologizing because this person called you out. It's too much of a coincidence that you're doing it right after this new report came out on you. Why couldn't you have done this a week before, or like last month, or 2 months, or whenever? But you just happened to do it because somebody called you out on it. And it's kind of like, I think at the same time, it's kind of good to call these people out, because sometimes you don't even know that you may be following somebody that actually believed something or said something that was like totally not okay in the past. And maybe it's not too long ago, it was maybe like last year, last week. And it's kind of like, you know what, let me unfollow you real quick, because you are not the type of person that I should be surrounding myself with or be in relation with, you know what I mean? Like, I don't want to be tied to that at all. So I've been doing a lot of that. I've been doing a lot of cleaning on my timeline as well. Because it's crazy, y'all. Like, the whole cop, or was he a sheriff, the one that was saying that the guy had a bad day and stuff? Like, they found stuff on him, on his Facebook, I believe, that he had posted about when Trump was, like, doing his whole spiel on it and everything. I was like, wow, this is crazy.
I still can't believe.
Yeah.
Oh my god, that whole, everyone was talking about that too. Just like, he's downplaying this and making it seem like he had a bad day. So it's kind of scary if you put it into the picture, if you take a look at it, because it's like, so are you saying that almost these people are just like one bad day away from murdering people?
Right.
Like, that's not comforting at all. But, you know, I'm glad that this plays into, like, social media. You know, there are some cons. There's a lot of cons to social media.
Right.
But the pros of it is that it's spreading awareness. And it's our way of actually, like, finding information ourselves, learning it ourselves. And, like, yeah, just spreading awareness. So, you know, there's a couple of websites that me and Jose have shared on Twitter. I'll also link it down in the description of this podcast if you guys could click on it. One of them is the stopaapihate.org.
And the other is gofundme.com/AAPI.
Mm-hmm. So go ahead and check those links out if you guys want to learn more or want to help. I do encourage you guys to learn more about this and also help out if you can and if that's possible.
And spread it as well. You know, if you can't donate, you know, you can also just share it on your social media. So that way word gets out. You know, people can know where to support and donate if they're able to.
Exactly. Start discussing these kind of things with friends, family, loved ones. You know, it's very important to start talking about these issues instead of sweeping under the rug. So that's how we'll grow and learn as a community. So.
Definitely.
Yes. So now another news that came about. This one is, I was going to say new.
Well, it is kind of new.
Yeah, basically. This happened not too long ago. I mean, we did hear news about Big Hit changing their company name, but it was finally officialized on this YouTube introduction video for HYBE. Me and Jose were actually talking previously before the podcast. We're like, wait, does HYBE stand for something? Like, does H-Y-B-E stand for something? And then y'all follow Jose on Twitter. I mean, whatever you came up with, Jose, I think it's genius. Maybe that's what it is.
I said H-Y-B-E stands for, hey, you're Big Hit Entertainment.
Yeah. See, like, genius. When I saw it, I'm like, Jose, that actually makes sense.
But that's a joke, though. I'm for sure 100%. I'm willing to bet money on this that it doesn't stand for that. That was
Be so funny, though. They're like, HYBE means. I'm like, Jose, are you already working in that? Are you already a janitor in that building? Is that how you got the news? oh my gosh. Lord, that's so funny.
Before we get into like the whole details, Roseanne, let's keep it real. Did you know, because this is not the first time that we see this word before. We actually saw this maybe months ago. And did you or did you not think this was the name of their new boy band?
Why call me out? Why calling me out?
Because I also thought that too.
Okay. We were clowns, you guys. Our, like, because we could see what Big Hit kind of like copyrighted or patented, and HYBE was one of them. And this is the next group name. And it's not the group name. It's literally their new company name. That is hilarious. Thanks for calling me out. I'm just kidding.
But honestly, I think it was like everyone on Twitter that I saw was stating, this has to be the new boy band name. And then to know that, like, y'all literally...
They were probably watching us. They're like, oh my God, these people are stupid. I'm just kidding.
Imagine if it was, but they didn't want to give us the credit. So they were like, you know what? Let's rename the company HYBE and we'll think of something else for the new boy band.
Let's switch it on them. They wouldn't know. Imagine. We're not that smart.
I mean, till now, we're not like 100% sure it's even... HYBE, right? Or do we think it is HYBE? I'm like iffy on it.
Are you in denial?
No. Pronounced. Sorry, not that it is HYBE. Pronounced HYBE is what I was trying to say.
Oh, I thought you're like, is this really the name? I'm like, Jose, they dropped a 40-minute video on this company.
Oh my God! Imagine what are you talking about? Imagine if that is what I meant, like. Roseanne, is that even a real video? Like, do you really think that's the
really
name
of the company? You really want to be a boy group. That's so hilarious. Oh, okay. No, I know what you mean, Jose. No, we don't know yet because I think the whole time they were saying HYBE, I don't think H-Y-B-E stands for like hyper ball, whatever, big hit, big boy. Yeah. Yeah. So I honestly think it means HYBE. But Jose brought up a good point earlier too. That HYBE means maybe like hive, like a beehive.
Yeah.
Because if you do watch the 40-minute video, which I do suggest you guys to do, so you yourself could hear the information yourself and not create a different narrative. They straight up say everything they need to say. But the building, I believe, will have all of the labels they will each have their own floor in this building. So they're all together. So it's like a hive. You get it? So I'm like, okay.
Yeah, that makes sense. So maybe that is what it means. Because I've never heard of that word. I don't know if that's an actual like word, hive, like the way it's spelled, you know. So that's why I was like, maybe it's like a play on hive, like a beehive. So when you brought that up, we were like, oh, it's like everybody meets in one place. That does make sense because everybody's gonna be in that building. So yeah. And then talking about the building, y'all, it's beautiful. Like, woo. Let me be a janitor. Let me be a janitor.
Please hire me. I will clean the floors. I will even make coffee. I don't know how to make coffee. I will just fill up your water. I'll be by the water fountain and here you go.
I can open the door, y'all. I can be the door opener.
The door opener. I'll be the door opener, door stopper. Whatever y'all want me to. I could clean the gyms. There's three floors of the gym, you guys. Wow. Like, what the heck?
We were thinking, like, remember we trended something like close the gyms? And now we can't even do that because they got a whole three-floor gym at their workplace.
They're like, they heard. They're like, ah, heard y'all. Let's create three floors now. So funny. If like I'm sure they saw that too, and they were already like in the work of like in works of making all those gyms like laughing at us.
I know. Safe. But the another big change, I guess it's like half a change because they only replaced entertainment with big hit, with music. So basically Hype replaced Big Hit labels. Am I correct on that part, Roseanne?
Yeah, I think that's the easiest way for me to understand, because you know how like Big Hit labels is like the main head of all of the labels and in all of the side companies like Benex and all that stuff. And then, so the main one is now Hybe,
right?
And then Big Hit Entertain, or sorry, yeah, Big Hit Entertainment, the one, the company that just manages BTS and TXT, is now Big Hit Music.
And honestly, that sounds nice. Like, that doesn't take away from it. You know what I mean? Like, it's still Big Hit Music. It's like, oh, it makes sense. You know, it's the music side, and it's Big Hit's label. So it's going to be with BTS and TXT and any other future artists that are under them. But honestly, it's not much of a difference for me because I always only say Big Hit.
Yeah, I never say the full Big Hit Entertainment. I say Big Hit or BH. Hello. I never spell it all out. So I'm like, that's easy. Yeah. I just keep calling it Big Hit.
So as long as Big Hit isn't gone fully, we're good. You know, we don't have to train our minds to say something now.
Yeah, no, exactly. But this is super exciting because, you know, it's really cool. And I totally understand why they got rid of Big Hit Entertainment or Big Hit labels. Just those words is because they didn't want to be restricted into just a certain category because they want to expand. You know what I mean? There's so much more that they want to do as a company. Because if you notice, for example, like SM Entertainment, JYP Entertainment, YG Entertainment, they all have entertainment. That's kind of like they're strictly in that category. But Big Hit wanted to expand, which is why they've changed their name. And, you know, HYBE symbolizes connection, expansion, relationships. Their new motto, which, you know, we're gonna have to wait and see the next music video if they're gonna even change the intro or not, because, you know, it used to be like, oh my god, music and artist for healing. Yes. Was it music and artist for healing? Yes. Or artist and music for healing?
I was like, is she gonna get it?
Oh my god, I'm sorry, I had like a brain fart over there. But I don't know if they've totally changed it, but they do have a new like motto, and it's We Believe in Music, which is really cool because music was where they started and they never left it. They're just expanding on it.
Yeah, and I liked how much they emphasized that music is the root. That is the focus. Music is going to remain the main priority. And it's like,
that's so awesome.
Because that is what it is, you know what I mean? And honestly, the music that comes out of Big Hit and all its subsidiaries is chef's kiss. Let me put it at that.
So I'm so excited. One cool thing that in particular this video showcased, other than like the the new building, mm-hmm. the layouts, new concepts. They like introduced the new chief brand officer,
yes.
Min-hee Jin. We did hear about her like, I don't know, years ago, like back in, I don't even know, 2019.
I think it was. It was like maybe over a year ago, yeah, or something. Yeah,
so like we heard things about her, but they finally introduced her. Mm-hmm. She was, I think the reason why it was such a big deal was because she was a former board member and creative director for SM Entertainment. Mm-hmm. So like, I think that's why it was like a huge buzz. But I'm like super excited to see what she has in store. I don't know, correct me if I'm wrong, did she play a role in like the building?
Yeah, that's why I think design, it, right? I think that's why a lot of people were also very excited, because it wasn't just the presentation as to here she is and she's going to tell us what she's going to do. She actually showed us already something that she worked on. She took part in designing the building. And that's when it came to the presentation of the building and the animation. All of this is in the video that we're talking about. She is the one speaking. She is the one presenting everything because she took part in designing and the interior and how things are going to move, like the shelving and all that. Like, I was like blown away. I was like, okay, girl, you better work. You better do the damn thing.
Right?
Yeah.
So that makes me curious, like, because I know that she worked on other artists before. If she is also going to work on other groups, or was she just restricted to like, I don't know. I mean, she's the chief brand officer of everything. Mm-hmm. So,
well, she is going to be in charge of one of the girl groups, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, that's
going to be in a collaboration between Source and Big Hit. She's going to be the one that's in charge of that group, which we still haven't heard that much of. You know, news.
No, we haven't. We did hear like the auditions, like when they announced the auditions for the girl group, but that was like a while back. Yeah. So I don't know, like, what if they already have all the girls ready? So I'm like super excited for them to start promoting that girl group, and I wonder what their concept's gonna be.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, now that we covered something new, we did want to go into something a bit old, I guess. It was like 2 weeks ago, or maybe a week and a half.
It's been that long. It's been that long.
We've talked about the Grammys and the whole situation and the performance and the guys looking great and all that, the positive sides as mm-hmm. well. But we did want to talk about it because it's been a while now, and the Recording Academy nor the Big Hit, they have not posted BTS's performance at the Grammy Awards. Mm-hmm. And I've seen a lot of talk on Twitter, like speculation as to, well, more theories. I shouldn't say speculation because we don't know exactly, but we have our theories as to why not. Like, why hasn't it been posted yet? And so I wanted just to bring it up real quick. What are your thoughts, Roseanne? Or were you even thinking of this? Or has this even crossed your mind? Because you're trying to block the Grammys, like many of us.
I'm trying to erase it from my memory. I'm just kidding. You know, I've thought about this too. And the first thing I thought about was the word copyright.
Ooh,
you know, that's just always an issue. Maybe there is no agreement between Big Hits and who runs the Grammys?
CBS, but I don't know if it was
Dick. Oh, CBS. Yeah. So it has to be with copyright, because the other artists, they already posted their performance. And I know the Grammy, like, YouTube channel, Recording Academy?
I believe so, yeah.
Some performances. I don't know what's going on with the copyrights, but like, what do you think it is? Or what have you seen people like mentioned as far as what they...
So the ones that I've seen, it's either copyright, which I do believe plays a factor in it, because not too long ago, a lot of stuff happened with some performances being taken out of YouTube when it came to BTS. Yeah. It was like SNL, and I believe James Corden also was taken down. I'm not too sure on that one. You guys can correct us on that one, or correct me, because I'm the one who said it. You're like, why are you bringing Minnie into this? I didn't say... But yeah, so it could be copyright. And then the other reason that I've seen is that maybe it's a whole thing of like, they want to, but they don't know who. Like, is it going to be the Recording Academy that's going to post it on their channel? Or is it going to be Big Hit or Bangtan TV, which is still kind of like the same thing, you know, Big Hit and Bangtan TV, the YouTube channel, because of the views maybe? But I don't know. I think mostly it's because of copyright. As far as the...
Who's going to get the money?
Well, yeah, honestly, at the end of the day, because whoever posts it is going to make the money, you know? Because at the same time, you can say, well, the song belongs to BTS or Big Hit. And then also the performance, they shot it themselves. Right. But then it was aired on CBS. And so...
Oh, gosh, yeah.
There's something there, you know what I mean? There's a little...
There is something there.
There was something like a little tug and pull.
My experience is that, you know, I attended the Billboard Music Awards, and then I was there and I recorded the performance with my phone, right?
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
But it still got copyrighted manually by Dick Clark, which is the organizers for like a lot of the award shows and stuff.
What?
I disputed it, and they personally told me it's still their property because it's their stage and their show. It don't matter if I filmed it with my phone and it's a fan cam, like literally, like you hear everyone screaming. Uh-huh. It's their show, so they own my video. That's my personal experience. So, you know, I don't know what's going on behind the scenes with, you know, the Grammys and Big Hit. But, you know, especially how you brought up, like, the other performances that went down mm-hmm. from other channels, because it's kind of like, the shows need to pay, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah, I've seen that too, yeah.
But, you know, I don't really know. I guess we'll just watch, wait, and see.
Yeah, like, they have to, either the production company or the channel, the network, has to pay to be able to show it or keep it, or
yeah, because for example, like you know how there's a law where you can't use like BTS's images, you know, like how like people take pictures of them and profit because it's not officially from Big Hit. It's kind of like that. So like I feel like companies can't just post BTS's performance and profit off of it because they're using BTS, you know what I mean? So I feel like some of the contracts went like expired or something with these shows, and they just had to word?
You mean like negotiate
renew,
or something?
Renew. Like they had to renegotiate it, but they still have to pay, you know, Big mm-hmm, Hit because mm-hmm. they're using BTS, you know?
Yeah.
So I don't know. There's probably more to it. I don't really know much about that, but I guess we'll see.
Yeah, there's a lot because it's not just the performances, it's like the music as well, you know? So it's like, mm-hmm. really, it is BTS's content if you really think about it. Because the only difference here is the stage. And honestly, that shouldn't be the determining factor. But we don't know the ins and outs when it comes to this type of stuff. You know, like legally, we don't know. But it is interesting that it's been a while, y'all. And we have not seen this performance on YouTube at all.
Watch it go up, like, literally before when our episode is up. They're like, y'all, what are you talking about? The performance is up. I'm just kidding.
Rosanna,
but
oh my
as
God.
Of now, like, what are we talking? Yes,
as of the recording of this podcast. Oh my God. If somebody's listening to this like right now and then it's literally on you, they're like, these guys are tripping. Are they on something? Because I literally paused it to listen to the podcast. It's on YouTube, y'all. And we're over here like, why? Why not?
Why is it not up yet? Oh my God, that's hilarious. But you know, as of right now, you guys, I promise not up yet. But we shall see when this podcast goes up, this episode goes up. But yes, you guys, that was it for this episode. To stay updated, follow us on Twitter at InterludeArmyPD, along with our Instagram, InterludeArmyPD. If you want to send any feedbacks or letter, please email us at interlude.army.podcast@gmail.com.
We hope you enjoyed listening to us today. Make sure to stay tuned for next week's episode. Thank you for tuning in. Have an amazing week, everybody. Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Bye, Roseanne.
Kim Namjoon, Kim Seokjin, Min Yoongi, Young Ho Suk, Park Jimin, Kim Taehyung, Jung Jungkook, BTS.
You know know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.